Okay, with that, the Representative Martin and Senator Jackson, the podium is yours. It's okay. I can always start the clock.
Thank you very much.
I wouldn't do that.
Hello, Representative Hamper, members of the committee. I am John Martin, and I represent House District 1, which runs from Allegash through Fort Kent all the way to Ashland and the points in between, and it happens to include Ball Mountain. And I want to begin today by a couple things as to why, in a way, the bill is here this session, and I think that's important because I think President Goodall raised that issue yesterday, and I think it's a valid one. And frankly, the landowner came to me probably 3 weeks ago now and started talking about the possibility of reopening and possibly getting a partner to go in to do exploration at Ball Mountain. And the question was, do we do it this year? Do we wait a year? And of course, based on where I come from and what's going on economically in Arusa County, and my legislative district, I felt committed basically to the position that it ought to go this year, and that if we need the time, and I think that we will have the time this session, and if you don't believe so, my suggestion is you look at the new bill that was presented yesterday by the administration for the budget. We will be here a fairly long time just doing the budget. And I think that because of that, and there may be breaks in the legislative schedule in order for the budget to be done, and I don't want to, I'm not sure what leadership is going to propose to do, but I think it's critical that we do it, and one of the reasons basically is because as we move forward and the industry, the mining industry, and of course if J.D. Irving Limited attempts to go find a partner, because they will partner with someone, they're not going to turn over the land to a company to be mined without there being a partner. These decisions are made in September, October, and at that point, the monies from these mining companies that would, in fact, become a partner potentially will go outside this country or to another part of this country. And so I think it's critical because what we don't want to do is lose a year. And so, matter of fact, one of the things that was said earlier today to a member of the environmental group with whom I was speaking said, the concern that they may have is the potential impact statewide. And I said, well, in my initial thought of drafting this bill initially was the possibility that this would apply to Arusa County. So that is still within the realm of possibility as a starting point. But I just say that to you that basically what we want to do in Arusa County is make sure that this deals with this issue. Secondly, I know that some members of this committee do not know my legislative career very well. And if they have an interest at some point, if they want to see my environmental record and the bills that I ended up creating for to preserve the environment, I'll be more than happy to make them available to you.
We're trying to fix those now.
But I will say that some of you are trying to fix the Land Use Regulation Commission, but we may disagree on that. But shoreline zoning, et cetera, I could go on at great length, but I just make that point that, and in addition to that, in my meeting with Mr. Irving, it was clear from his viewpoint and from mine at the same time, we agreed concurrently that there is no attempt to have an environmental situation in Arusa County to destroy the land that we love. So I say that basically to you and approach it from that direction. Third, I do want to say that there are a lot of people here from Arusa County. It's purely by accident that the chair, good chair, scheduled this on the day that we're having a Roostic Day this evening at the Senator. And so you made it possible for them to also be here for this hearing and be able to testify, and we'll be here, I know, as proponents of this project. Let me just say that it's clear that the piece of legislation that's been drafted for you has been done by a firm under pressure and re-amended under pressure after I read it, and I think it's still available to be amended. I think that in talking to the commissioner yesterday, has some language that she definitely wants to change and made it clear that she was going to do, make those presentations at some point. And I think that's important. I think this is a working document. This is not a bill that you have in front of you that I expect to see in final form in the way it's drafted at this time to before the legislature. So I make that clear because there are a lot of things that were done in order to get to this stage. And I'm sure the lawyers will tell you who did the drafting what they relied on in order to put that draft before you. But the reason why we moved as quickly as we did was basically to try to do it this session in order to make sure that we would have an availability to hopefully by next spring start the process of exploration by finding that process. Because remember, it is not going to happen overnight. And I think that, but the process is that we need to start. And this is why we are here. So I do want to ensure everyone, both opponents and proponents, and neither for or against individuals, that I am receptive to take a look at all the potential ideas that they've got to deal with the issue. My bottom line is enacting it this year and make sure that we do it right and take the time to do it right. And that's where I'm going to leave it today. Because I know there are a lot of people here who want to testify. I gave you a quick brief history of Ball Mountain yesterday, and if you ever want me to go into great detail. And in part, I want to say that the three things that I felt strongly about then, as I do now, was the water treatment, it was the closing up of the mine, and the process of being able to have the monies there available when that day comes, and third, making sure that we protect the environment in that process. And so those are the things which are in the original law, and frankly, some of those things that ended up at that time, and especially those that ended up in the rules a number of years later, were in fact generated in part because the animosity between the legislature and at that time the developer of the proposal of to do the mining. And so one of the concerns that I had then, which I do not have now, is that at that point, Great Northern, who's then the landowner, was simply going to turn it over, and the mining company was going to be responsible for doing whatever they want to, and then they could leave town at that point, and they were not going to remain here. In this instance today, what we have is an instance where you're going to have the landowner who will be a party to this process. And I think that's very important because then there's no question in my mind, having known the Irvings as long as I have, they're not leaving town. And so we have that connection, which I think gives me a lot more feeling of security than I would have had otherwise. I'll be more than happy to respond to any questions that any member of the committee might want at this point, but we'll be here, I'm sure, many days on this issue.